Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into the third and final hour. It is the 25th of March, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up, we'll get into UN sterilization programs being caught yet again through the vaccines. Industry debunkers blast the myth of the $20 bill, with the headline, Industry Debunkers, Myth of $20 Bill. And they're supposedly debunked it, and the RFID chip that's supposedly in there. We'll go over that. Also, we'll get into now Big Brother wants seatbelts for your dogs and cats when they're in your car. Judge denies bail to rancher in grazing rights dispute. News 4, KOBTV. And again, this is the feudalism. They steal your cows, you ride up on a horse. They claim it's threatening that you rode the horse up next to them, and so he's going to face assaulting loyal police officers. This is the feudalism of America. I'm talking to Pastor Ernie Sanders, who has a powerful syndicated broadcast, and who I've been a guest of, and we're taking calls. Right now, let's talk to those callers. Let's talk to Joe in New York. Joe, go ahead.
Hello?
Or in New Jersey. I apologize. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine.
The reason my call... I've just tried calling immigration to try to file like a complaint or something, and I don't know. They seem like they don't want to do anything about it. Like in my local town, my next town over, we have like I don't know amount of like 200-300 illegal immigrants, and they're
This is how it works. They don't have to follow any of the laws. Citizens do, and the sheriffs have complained that they've been ordered to run federal checkpoints searching our vehicles, but when they catch illegals or vans smuggling them in the heartland, they're ordered to release them. They are above the law. Pastor Sanders, any comments on this?
Well, they're right. And you wonder why this is. You know, here's one of the strange things we have to really take a look at. And this is something that people don't understand. I mean, if people really understood this, okay, we are... United States of America is 4.8% of the world's population, okay? 4.8%. So, folks, get a picture, do the math. Now, we are over 25% of the world's prison population. We are over 25% of the world's... We have more prison inmates, Alex and Joe, than any country in the world. We have 500,000 more than Red China. Now, I said this because here in Ohio, just in Ohio... We have more inmates, we have more prison inmates in Ohio than the country of Germany or the country of Japan or the country of France or the country of England or the country of Ireland or the country of Italy. We have more inmates in just this state, Alex, than any of these countries, okay? We have become a police state, but people don't understand this. And the judicial system... is absolutely corrupted. When the Clinton mob was in office, they relaxed. I mean, they totally relaxed all of the laws where it comes to illegal aliens. They just basically shut them down. And so now we're playing catch-up, and they're coming in. Do you realize how many, that in this country alone, there's over 200,000 red Chinese students that have come over here to go to school, and our government has no idea at all where they're at?
You know, they own over 3,000 front companies, too, and it's only going to get worse. But again, the magnifying glass is on citizens. The illegals have had, well, you know, foreigners get 7 to 10 years of tax exemption. That's why they own all the little grocery stores and all the little hotels, all the little gas stations. I mean, almost all of them. It's incredible. So thanks for the call, Joe in New Jersey. Yeah, they're above the law. You got to go down south, come back across the border, change your name, and then you'll have rights. But if you're a citizen, you're dog meat. You're a slave. You're Al-Qaeda. We'll come back and take more calls. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. Carla and Marcello and Brett and Mark and Lisa and others, we'll get to your calls here in a few minutes. I wanted to go over a couple news articles here. We've gotten calls, and it's admitted that our troops put 666 on their helicopters and human skulls on their tanks and chant songs about killing children. Never had to do that in the past, but now I guess that's the new thing. They tell us torture is a good virtue. The television shows funded by the government tell us torture is good. Pastor Sanders, we have a photograph and a news article posted, and these come out all the time, and it says, Lieutenant Corporal Bordereld killed my dad, then he knocked up my sister. This photo is disturbing. It certainly reflects the military training and indoctrination of our troops, which encourages them to kill civilians indiscriminately, as confirmed in numerous reports. It also confirms the crudest form of war crimes committed by an occupation army, murder and rape. The two smiling children on the picture do not know what is written on the cardboard poster. So, and the troops are behind them. They have them holding it up. It's like a sick joke. And I've talked to troops that have gotten back. I mean, they arrest whole towns of men down to 10 years of age. They're dying in custody. I mean, you know, this is wickedness. But people say, well, you got to support the war. You got to support all this. You have any comments, Pastor?
Well, I don't support all that. I do support our troops because. These are our people. They're sent over there, and we have to support them. I remember vividly Vietnam, and what happened to our people and my friends in Vietnam. One of the things, Alex, that what people don't understand was that in the military today, first of all, I'm absolutely totally against sending women over in combat. They've got no place. It's the Bible is very, very clear. And if we go back and we just look at some of what is taking place, you know, back in 91 in Desert Storm, we had 35,000 women got pregnant through fornication in out of wedlock during that.
Well, they've had ships where half of them get pregnant. But let me get to this next story then.
Yeah.
This is out of LifeSite, big pro-life group up in Canada, and it comes out of mainstream news articles. They've compiled this article, and they caught the UN, 8 years ago, in tetanus shots, putting a hormone in it to sterilize the women. And, of course, the UN program was just for women because they care so much, wouldn't have hurt men. And then they got caught doing it, even with different vaccines they manufactured. UNICEF Nigerian polio vaccine contaminated with sterilizing agents. Scientists finds the UNICEF campaign to vaccinate Nigeria's youth against polio may have been a front for sterilizing the nation. Dr. Harun Kayati, a pharmacological scientist and dean of the faculty of the pharmacological sciences of Ahmadu Bello University in Zaire, took samples.
Yeah.
Let me just finish this.
Sure.
Took samples of the vaccines to labs in India for analysis using World Health Organization recommended technologies like gas chromatography, or GC, and radio immuno analysis. The doctor, upon analysis, found evidence of serious contamination. Quote, some of the things we discovered in the vaccines are harmful, toxic. Some have direct effects on human reproductive systems, he said in an interview with the Weekly Trust newspaper. I and some other professional colleagues who are Indians who were in the lab could not believe the discovery, he said. A Nigerian government doctor tried to persuade the doctor that the contaminants would have no bearing upon human reproduction. And it goes on, I was surprised when one of the federal government doctors was telling me something contrary to what I had learned, studied, taught, and is the common knowledge of all pharmacological scientists that estrogen cannot induce an anti-fertility response in humans, he said. So they're saying because, again, they put the estrogen, the synthetic estrogen, in with a polio shot bound to the polio pathogen, then the body has an autoimmune response to it. It continues. I found that this argument very disturbing and ridiculous, he said. When asked by the trust why Dr. Kaita felt the drug manufacturers would have contaminated the oral polio vaccine, which they also put SV40 cancer virus in, very deadly, he gave three reasons, which I was told by an Austin doctor they still give people here in Austin. Quote, these manufacturers or promoters of these harmful things have a secret agenda, which only further research can reveal. Secondarily, they have always taken us, the third world, for granted, thinking we don't have the capacity, knowledge, and equipment to conduct tests that would reveal such contaminants. And very unfortunately, they also have people that defend their atrocities within our midst. And worse still of these, there are supposed to be our own professionals who we rely on to protect our interest. And it says this is not the first time UNICEF has been embroiled in a controversy over sterilizing agents and vaccines. It says they reported in 95, Catholic Women's League of the Philippines won a court order halting UNICEF anti-tetanus program because the vaccine had been laced with BHCG, which when given in a vaccine permanently causes women to be unable to sustain a pregnancy. Supreme Court of the Philippines found that surreptitious sterilization program had already vaccinated 3 million women ages 12 to 45. BHCG lace vaccine was also found in at least four other developing countries. Comments?
Well, first of all, UNICEF has been a communist front organization forever, and they've used that for money laundering.
But Bill Gates gave them billions to vaccinate the children.
I know that. There's nothing that UNICEF does that's good. Everything about UNICEF, there's no redeeming merit.
But Lord Bush increased their funding through UNESCO.
Yeah. Well, again, they're a communist front organization. You were talking about that estrogen. Do you know that is made from the urine of female horses, and it's got a very, very detrimental effect. It's caused a lot of death in a
but
lot
I don't
of
just
prisons.
Mean hormone replacement. They bind it in there.
Yeah.
And then it causes the body to attack continual autoimmune diseases in their reproductive organs. It doesn't just sterilize them. It really screws them up.
I know. It kills them. It ends up ended up often in death. And then a lot of the vaccines that they've used. I did a radio program where I had a number of people, Alex, who were people who were totally disabled. I mean, absolutely totally disabled from the time that they were in first grade in school. They had gotten these vaccines in first grade, and I had a whole studio filled with them, and every one of them, because of these vaccines, were disabled.
By the way, the new thing is they give your child the shots. You know, they're 4 years old, 18 months, running around laughing. Give them the shots, have convulsions, retarded afterwards. Then they arrest the parents and claim they beat them. When the CDC's own internal documents released 1 month ago, ABC News, CDC says, we know it's brain damaging millions. We've got to cover it up. That's from their own documents.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, how do these people live with themselves, Pastor?
Well, you know, again, we have, I mean, that's what you have. These people are not saved. They're not Christians. You had made a comment a few minutes ago about you don't look to this right or you don't look to the left. Let me give you a little bit of perspective from the Bible, what the Bible has to say. And the name of our radio ministry is What's Right, What's Left. It's from Matthew chapter 25.
Now, I understand right is the manly and the godly and the left is the sinister.
Righteous, yeah.
Or the goddess, five-pointed star. I understand what left and right means. I'm saying their modern system of left and right, it's the same people, and it's a false projection of left and right.
In many instances, you're absolutely right. They are. But, again, here's, you know, the good news for us is this, that there is this conflict or this battle and competition being waged by these people for the ultimate power. It's like they've turned the world into a giant chessboard, and the very, very elite have set the rules, and they're watching those, you know, via for world domination. But again, you know, we have to understand that we have, first of all, God is on the throne. God is still on the throne. He is still in authority, and he's going to be there. And what we're required to do, Alec, is storm the gates of hell, okay? He told us he would deliver the victory, and God has never been wrong, right?
No.
So, but what we have to do is we have to be obedient. He never said it was going to be easy. He never said it was going to be easy. And again, these preachers that are preaching this mush, you know, that you must obey the government, these men are cowards. They are cowards. You must obey a government that is ordained of God, and it's got standing and authority. Our government lost that standing and authority. We are to be salt and light. In other words, the salt, it means we are to preserve the faith, Alex, and we're to preserve what the founding fathers gave us through the grace of God. And we are to expose the darkness. That's being the light. And again,
but according to these preachers, worshiping the government is what we're supposed to do.
Well, because they're not preachers. These men are agents to the state. They have signed a covenant with the state, acknowledging that the state and not Christ is their head. They've signed a covenant and agreement with that. You know, if you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, or chapter 11, I'm sorry, it tells you that Satan comes as an angel of light, so does his ministers. These men are false teachers. And there's many of them today you hear on the radio. A lot of your mainline radio preachers, your neo-evangelical preachers, they're using New Age Bible versions, the NIV, and these Bible versions. These are perverted, polluted, contaminated, Bibles.
No. Listen, I'm out of time.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to thank you for coming on the show. Plug that website again for folks to be able to listen online.
All righty. They can just go to crusaderadio.com. That's crusaderadio.com, and they can pick
And you're on, what, 3 hours every night?
9 to midnight, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Thanks a lot for coming on the show, Pastor.
God bless. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to come back, take calls, then get into more news. Everybody, stay with us.
Do you know a lot about the quality of air outside these days?
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go.
Curtains.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at puritech.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
All right, I covered the poison vaccine piece where they're sterilizing you with the vaccines. I literally got like 15 other articles. I got to at least mention. We got loaded phones, all this stuff happening. Let's just try to go through these calls as quickly as possible. Carla in Oklahoma, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, the reason I was calling, my teenage daughter brought me a Bible, and your guest just touched on that before he went off about the how it's worded and stuff, some of them.
Hey, they got new Bibles out that also have little notes in them that owning guns is bad, world government's good, Jesus is Buddha. I mean, they got some sick Bibles out there now.
Can I read you a little bit out of this Bible that my daughter brought to my attention?
Sure.
Okay, this is Romans chapter 13. Obey the government, for God is the one who put them there. All government has been placed in power by God. So those who refuse to obey the law of the land are refusing to obey God.
And that is a changed translation.
Yes. It also says, let me see, so do what they say, talking about the government, and you will get along well. The authorities are sent by God to help you. But if you are doing something wrong, of course you should be punished. And you will be. The authorities are established by God for that very purpose, to punish those who do
so
wrong.
So we were wrong to fight Hitler.
Right.
That is so sick.
Is it not? My 14-year-old daughter brought this to my attention.
They have hundreds of new versions. They've got new versions of the Bible about how to dress sharp and how to... I mean, it's getting sicker and sicker and sicker.
Well, I was just amazed when she brought this to me. It's a New Living Translation, and I was just sick when I read it, Alex.
Amazing. I appreciate the call. Thanks for holding to bring that up. Marcello in Canada. Go ahead. A lot of calls from Canada. Go ahead, Marcello.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hi. I by no means consider myself an expert on the Bible, so I don't know if this is really true or not, but... A friend of mine claims that Romans 13 is actually been altered. He says the original text was "render unto Caesar what is his," instead of "render unto Caesar." And what he claims that means is he's talking about your corporate fiction.
That's what the King James Version and then the older text clearly says is they're saying, look, the government's garbage is theirs, and, give unto God the things that are God's. That means follow God's orders, go with God, and just forget this whole system. But they take it totally out of context. The whole Bible is people being told to stand up against the government, being killed, being tortured, being put in prison, and then they take it and twist it. And again, even if you're not a Christian, this is important because this is why the churches support this evil system, because they think it's their new religion to worship the government.
That's right, yeah. So what we are really instructed to do is to reject all that, to surrender that.
Yeah, come out of Babylon.
Hey.
That's right. Thanks for the call. I've heard 100 sermons on this in the last year. I mean, I'm serious. On this network and other networks. I mean, it just... Look at the Bible in whole. It is a fraud, what they say. It is a lie. Let's talk to Brett in... Brett, where are you calling me from?
Well, I'm from Washington right now. I'm in on the Front Range of eastern Wyoming here. I've talked to you before. I'm a truck driver.
Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, I'm glad to hear you got the topic of not only the New World Order and the world events, but the scriptures on your mind and of your conversation, because... I'll tell you, the way things are going, especially with what happened in Israel there the other day, I can't help believing we're right on the threshold of the tribulation time. And as far as this Romans 13 goes and all that type of malarkey, you're right. There's a lot of softies out there on that. What are they going to do? Revelation 14, what is it? I think it's verse 10.
Poor guy was on a cell phone for 30 minutes holding, and then that happened to him. Try to call back in, Brett. You can even hear me. Let's talk to Mark in Illinois. Mark, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. On another note, I don't know what you know about microwave towers, cell phone towers. I know that we are in danger of having one put up practically right in our backyard here.
Not good for you.
Not good for you. Okay, it's kind of hard.
I mean, there's hundreds of major studies on it.
It's kind of hard to find anybody that is knowledgeable to talk to about it.
Doesn't seem to be as bad for adults if you're not too close. It's really bad for children because they have fast-growing cells.
Okay, and on the subject you're talking about, Jesus said when he was shown a coin by the Pharisees trying to trip him up, in his words, he said, they said, whose picture is this on the coin? And he said, Caesar's. And he said, render unto Caesar, talking about paying taxes, the things that are Caesar's, and unto God, the things that are God's. He was killed by the government because he said...
Tell you what, stay there. We'll let you finish up. Everybody stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
For over two decades, more than 6,000 doctors have recommended whole food supplements for increased energy and total body rejuvenation to help us look and feel younger. When it comes to whole food supplements, there's no better source than B&B from Herbal Solutions. B&B is a proprietary formula rich in phytonutrients from sea vegetation, aloe vera, black cherry, and honey. The taste? Delicious. B&B from Herbal Solutions is enriched with 9 different forms of sea vegetation, a virtual cocktail of macro minerals, micro minerals, and phytonutrients designed to help you achieve maximum health. The World Health Organization says over 2/3 of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency. Don't put yourself at risk. Call Herbal Solutions today, toll free, at 1-888-802-4081 and order B&B. That's 888-802-4081. Ask how you could join the Herbal Solutions family and be on your way to an early retirement with B&B. Call 888-802-4081 or visit www.livegood.us for more information.
Monday, Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back for 9 to midnight. I'm your host. Thanks for joining us here on the broadcast. Got about 27 minutes left here. And we're going to just take a few other calls here from Mark and Leslie and just a couple other people. Then I want to hit some other key news for the balance of the show. It's all very important. Then recap a couple of the top stories. Before we do that, I wanted to bring Jim Shepherd up. I had Jim up on Monday. We talked about, over the weekend, Coca-Cola having to withdraw all of its brand of bottled water because it admittedly, they said, had a very toxic carcinogen, a poison in it, because they were getting it out of a municipal water supply. Again, that's why you shouldn't drink the tap water. See, both. And we're taking out the taste, but not the chemical. And I believe in this. I believe in simple things that really work. You don't hear me endorsing magic machines or, you know, cure-alls or whatever, but your body's 70% water. And it's time to take control of your life and to stop drinking the bottled water, which a lot of the companies have had big problems. It's time to stop drinking the tap water. I mean, that's almost even worse. And it's time to start filtering your water for you and your family. And they've got sport Berkeys that do 630 refills. Only well, you get five for $99. You can buy them individually if you want. They got 12 for $199. I mean, that would cost you $300-$400 at a sporting goods store. And then those cut out almost everything, and they clean it up a lot. But it's not even as good as the big Berkey that's a couple hundred bucks that sits in, you know, beautiful unit sitting in your house. Just cuts it all out. Just an amazing system. And yes, it's made in America. And yes, it also makes this show possible. Jim, good to have you on the show.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Alex. A lot of stuff going on in the world out there, isn't there?
You bet. I'm about to go, after you leave us, we're going to go to the callers who are, this whole render unto Caesar thing, I wonder why they killed the prophets then.
It's amazing. You know, one of the things that I've seen that seemed very apparent to me anyway is that, you know, 5 years ago, Alex, you know, you have these people with these smug faces saying, we're not up to anything, and, oh, yeah, well, we think, you know, liberty and all this kind of stuff, and they're doing all this stuff behind the scenes, but they have this air about them of being, you know, very open-minded and very intellectual and so forth. And that whole air is coming down now. I mean, these folks are mad. I mean, you know, some of the stuff that's going on out there and some of the things that I think that a lot of people are starting to fight back, and now you're seeing the mask come off. And they're just, you know, you see that these people are not as civil as they pretend to be, so to speak.
Absolutely. Jim, I mean, I belabor this, but, I mean, I should talk about it more. We talk about, oh, what can we do against the New World Order? I mean, I just read the official reports where they're catching and putting sophisticated chemicals in to women's vaccines. It's always in a program for the women because the UN loves the women, and they're sterilizing them. They're putting this stuff in the water. Folks, you can at least not take the vaccine. You can at least stop drinking their water. Take control of your life. Jim, what are the specials?
Alex, we have a number of specials. The first one is the Berkey Light. This is without the LEDs. This is going to purify your water. It is a true purification system. And that is $199. And for folks who purchase that, we're also going to include a $40 Berkey Sport Bottle, which is also a purifier, a true purifier. And we also have the Berkey Light with the lights, which is just fantastic. If there's a power outage or something like that, you've got your lights, you've got your water. And for folks who want that, that's $259. We're going to include two of the Berkey Sport Bottles. Now, folks can also have a choice. If they if they would prefer, they can get the Sheltering in Place videotape, which tells you basically how to fix up your house so that in the event that there's a biological or nuclear terrorist attack, how to keep all the bad stuff out and protect your family.
This was designed by experts in the field, but carried out by some, you know, housewives, so to show you how to do it practically. It's a great video to have, and you get that free when you order the Big Berkey with the LEDs that burn for years and 14 days on one charge with rechargeable batteries. You can get the adapter so you can charge cell phones and radios off a little solar panel that you can also buy separately. This is a survival buoy, great system to have, made in America. I know that's liberal, and it's liberal to be pro-gun, too. But
Well, we don't think it's so liberal. You know, we could save quite a bit of money by having a lot of this stuff manufactured in Asia. Believe me, I'm telling you. And when our suppliers, and we said, no, we want it made in America, they said, well, you're going to pay about 50% more. And we said, yeah, we want it made in America. And the only stuff that's not made, the AC adapter, we couldn't make that in America because you just can't find those that are made in America.
Now, the old Berkey, and this one's even more advanced, that was made in England.
Yes, that is correct.
And you can still get those through you guys if you want. That's better than made in China or something, or Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's Western civilization we're supporting. But you really, because of the request, you have this made in America. You did it. People should support it. Here's the number, folks, and I want you to call. You can get free literature if you want that, too. 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. You've also got shower filters, don't you?
Yes, we do, and a lot of folks are not aware of the fact that you get more chemical contamination in your body from taking a shower with the chemicals in it than you do from actually drinking the water, and that's because your lungs are so efficient at breathing in those chemicals that evaporate out of the water in a shower situation.
Especially hot water.
Yes. So we do have those. I also wanted to get, you know, there's a lot of folks that are, you know, beginning to think, well, maybe, you know, after the situation in Spain, you know, Al-Qaeda may feel like, you know, they've got a real success story going, and they may try to influence our elections with some oddball attack or something like that. I wanted to mention our preparedness special. And with that, that's a Berkey light with LED base, two Berkey sport filtration bottles. And, again, you can swap those bottles out for if you want to get some potassium iodate or the video or something like that. The Berkey battery adapter, which allows those lights to light all night long for 2 weeks on a single set of batteries. The MP solar charger, which allows you to charge your cell phone and, you know, your radio and run things off of solar in an emergency.
And, of course, the lights.
It includes the lights. And then we also are including an extra backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. That's a $518 value, and we're going to give that to your listeners for $399. That's a savings of $119.
Folks, 1-888-803-4438. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Keep up the good work.
You bet. And, folks, you're not going to find filters this good for any less in the stores. And they're going to be made in China or India, and we've done shows on this, of deficient materials. So 888-803-4438. Let's go back to the calls. Just a few more calls here. We were talking, I believe, who were we talking to last? I told to hold. Yeah, that's right. Mark in Illinois was talking about Romans 13 and the rest of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, while I was waiting here, I've got Romans 13 open. Now, this is very interesting. Can I read you a part of this?
Sure.
Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Now listen, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same, for he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. But now, Alex, what about when the government becomes the one who is practicing evil?
Well, absolutely, and then you read it in its full context, it says stand up against it.
See, our forefathers fought against evil, against terror. Were they wrong? Were they unbiblical? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, if we took the Hitler's interpretation of that, or government's interpretation of that, then, why did they kill, 11 of the 12 disciples? I mean,
right. Now the prophets and the apostles died under the hands of government because they stood for Jesus Christ, and we know that
But the government only wields the sword for good. That's saying a godly government, not those governments. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. And again, even if you're not a Christian, we're covering this because this is why the Christian churches love tyranny now. This is why they love evil. This is why they can't see what wickedness is. Okay? And there were those that tried to use Romans 13 when the abolitionists were against slavery. They said, oh, you got to go with the government. The blacks are slaves because, you know, that's what God wants. Well, then why did God, you know, get Israel, out of, the Jews out of control? Of the Egyptians. Again, it's a fraud, people. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to, I'll be brief, preface my call that my husband's a Vietnam vet. My brother and father and grandfather all served in the military, and I took deep exception to the allegations that Ed placed against you, that you were unpatriotic and anti-American, which is totally absurd.
Well, I mean, I'm for making stuff in America. I'm against open borders. I'm against abortion. I'm against gun control. I'm against supercomputers to communist China for nuclear weapons. That is liberal and un-American.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing about it, Alex. I am supporting these broadcasting, Christian broadcasting stations and Jewish broadcasting stations as well. They're exposing this evil globalism and getting the word out. And I thank you and the pastor. And it looks like he's going to be on my list, too, and I'll be sending him support as well, crusaderadio.com, because I'm sick of it.
Well, we've all got to stand up and get involved, and all I ask is people get my videos and make copies of them and spread the word. Take care. I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you, Leslie. Let's talk to Phil in Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, I was wondering if Pastor, he's still on with you, right?
No.
Oh, we lost him. Okay, because you, I didn't catch the top of the next hour. What was that story that you mentioned the other day that the way they're going to sabotage the listening ability of by transmitting?
Yeah, we're gonna get guests on about this. I have in the past. They're gonna have high level data transfer through electrical lines. They can stream data through those, but then it turns the lines into giant shortwave transmitters. And just the testing of it is blocking out shortwave and emergency systems.
Okay, I was just wondering, was there a story concerning that?
A whole bunch of them over the last 3 years. The FCC had a comment period last year, and they're moving ahead with it.
And the technology is called data.
It's just high frequency, data transfer down electrical lines.
Okay, I'll punch that in.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Mark in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, I just noticed how, people get upset when they realize, that the scriptures have been mistranslated and everything. But what's just worst of all that everybody overlooks is this blasphemous system we've got today that the Messiah in Revelation says that he's going to destroy the system that's changed the name of the Father and the Son. And we have Satan, the god of this world, deceiving the whole world by taking out the name of the Son.
It says, that you're going to have this Antichrist government. We've got to stand against it. And they say, no, you got to follow it.
No, I'm saying it's more serious than that, and that Christianity is deceiving everybody by teaching everybody that that the name of the Savior is not this Hebrew name, but this Greek Latin concoction, Jesus, which in Latin means he's a pig. It means the horse in Hebrew. Jesus means the horse, and everyone's been deceived into calling upon these war horses, and people are wondering why they're reaping these wars.
Well, it is, Yahweh, Yeshua, yeah.
Jesus in Hebrew means the horse. Psalms 33:17 says, Jesus is a vain hope for safety. The horse is a vain hope for safety. There is no safety through war. And the symbol in Scripture is the horse, which is what we find in Revelation 6.
Christ's real name is Yeshua ben Joseph.
Yeah, well, Yeshua is not even the name. That's an Aramaic, Babylonian.
Okay, well, tell us the proper way to pronounce it.
Okay, the proper name of the Messiah is listed in Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. It's Hebrew word 3091. It's a combination of the word Yahweh and the Hebrew word for salvation.
Yahweh's the name, like God.
Right. I'm just saying that the Messiah's name is a compound word. Yah and Shah. Yasha is the name of the Messiah of Israel. It's the name given in strong concordance.
Thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. One last call, because I got news I got to cover here. Richard in Texas, go ahead.
I just had a quick question about the book that y'all have been talking about, this children's Bible, is it? And I basically wanted to know what the name of it was.
There's hundreds of them, sir. I mean, I've looked at dozens of them, heard radio shows about hundreds of others. It's just Jesus was Buddha and... the New Age gold pyramid's going to love you and just hand your guns in. I mean, anything you can imagine, they got a Bible out saying it.
Oh. I also wanted to ask you about, a caller yesterday had mentioned that he's getting your show on the air around town. And I go to San Jacinto College down here in Pasadena. And let me tell you, there's a lot of people down here that are ready to hear your show. And we would love to have you broadcasting down here in Houston.
Do you have any AM or FM stations not owned by Clear Channel or Infinity?
I really don't know, to be honest. I listen to you on the Internet.
Well, if there's a mom-and-pop station or privately owned station that's left in your area that wants to hear the truth, just tell them to go to GCNlive.com, and they've got all the affiliate relations contacts and digital satellites and everything they need. They could have this show on in hours.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate your concern and wanting to get involved. Sorry to all the other callers. I got a few news stories I wanted to hit on here before we end this show. Listen to this. Now Big Brother wants seatbelts for dogs. See, it's total control to keep you safe. And it says, ultra trendy, ultra liberal, ultra wacky, Santa Fe, where we're on the radio, by the way, is considering requiring seatbelts for critters. A city council committee in New Mexico's capital yesterday endorsed an ordinance that would require any animal in or out of a vehicle, in or on a vehicle, to be restrained. And so then it goes into what you have to do. So no more having your dog running around the back of the bed of your truck. It's for their safety. We just can't allow that. And New Mexico is about to pass a law that all cars will have breathalyzers in them, see? Another story here I'll cover when we get back quickly. You know, we posted a story that Henry McCow put up where these people put their $20 bills in the microwave. They popped, exploded, caught on fire. We did it. In some cases it happens. In some cases it doesn't. We tested euros in the microwave. It indeed happened, and the government says they're doing it in Europe. So now the Washington Times comes out, industry debunks myth of $20 bill. But we had the so-called industry spokesman on last Friday. They didn't have their engineers do it. They stuck one in the microwave and said, oh, it doesn't happen. But then the article goes on to admit there is a plan to put it in the money and says it's bad. So pretty good article overall, but debunks the facts. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Yeah, I should have covered this earlier. We're almost out of time, but the Washington Times reports industry debunks myth of $20 bill. Audrey Hudson The new $20 bills may char when microwaved. Wait a minute. The guy that did the test for AIM Global said that they don't char. Oh, but a lot of them do, right where we say they do. The new $20 bills may char when microwaved, but that doesn't mean tiny tracking chips are embedded in Andrew Jackson's right eye, as an urban myth circulating on the Internet maintains. Reports of Americans microwaving $20 bills to destroy the chip prompted AIM North America, part of AIM Global, a trade association for radio frequency identification chips, or RFID manufacturers, to test the notion and declare it a fallacy. It also said that wrapping bills in aluminum foil to foil the technology, as some metal detector operators have noticed people doing, is unnecessary. They admit the old strip can be scanned. That's admitted. The Internet myth exemplifies a public mistrust of RFID chips and other surveillance technology, as Senator Patrick J. Leahy, Vermont Democrat, and ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says these fears have merit. Mr. Leahy, in a keynote address this week at the Video Surveillance Legal and Technology Challenges Conference at Georgetown University Law Center, called RFID chips, quote, barcodes on steroids. Use of the technology raises exciting possibilities, but they also raise potentially troubling tangents, Mr. Leahy said. While it may be a good idea for the retailer to use RFID chips to manage its inventory, we would not want a retailer to put those tags on goods for sale without consumer knowledge, without knowing how to deactivate them, and without knowing how it can be used. Every new cell phone has a satellite tracker in it, and your OnStar can listen to you, and all that's okay. And he goes on and on how it's Big Brother, but again, and they go on to admit the Europeans are getting ready to put them in, and the U.S. talks about it. But don't worry, they don't have them in there now. But oh, we have a good reason to have this fear. You stick some of them in there, they pop and catch on fire. Others don't, in the same microwave, or in high-powered microwaves, they almost all do it. And the Euros do it, too. So that's what we know. We don't know there's an RFID in there. But it has certainly turned into a big story. And it continues. Remember Fort Wayne, Indiana, they were going to post the gun permit owners in the newspaper. And they said, we want you to know who's got dangerous guns. Even says that in the new article that came out yesterday. After much thought, list of gun permit holders will not appear online. And they say that of 3,000-plus respondents, almost all were against doing it. But she said she was doing it, the writer, to keep everybody safe. And they've tried this in other areas. It's like making gun owners wear a yellow star or something, like it's Nazi Germany. Bunch of new 9/11 news on the website. Again, breaking special report, 9/11 hearings. DOJS FBI translator to change pre-9/11 intercepts, and she was threatened with arrest by John Ashcroft, and she talked about their prior knowledge. I got three articles where three different cities are now throwing out the Patriot Act, or have thrown it out in the last 2 days. I mean, it's just more and more good news there. And I hope you visit the websites about UNICEF Nigerian polio vaccine contaminated with sterilizing agents, top scientist finds at an Indian lab in India. So, and this is the first time. So go ahead, take the vaccines. Don't listen to us. Don't check it out. Don't research it. The CDC admits they've brain damaged millions with the other stuff. But again, just incredible. A lot of other news and information at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Go there, get the videos, get the books, get the material, spread the word, educate everybody. Now is the time to get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, or 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, or Masters of Terror, or any of the videos. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Stop procrastinating, get in the fight, wake people up today. People are very primed to wake up right now, so take action. Don't look back on it later and wish you hadn't laid there like a possum. So 1-888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Be sure and join us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened.
You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.